Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Trading shouldn't have barriers. When Robinhood started, it was built to make trading more accessible. Now, Robinhood offers more sophisticated trading tools. Experience the future of trading on Robinhood Legend, the all-new desktop platform that harnesses intuitive design to deliver a seamless experience for traders. Free to use with a Robinhood account. Robinhood Legend is designed for how you trade, with powerful charts including custom intervals down to the tick and over 80 indicators and drawing tools. Trade all of your favorite assets, including popular stocks and ETFs, all in one place. Take your trading to the next level by customizing your layout in seconds and even enter and exit positions in one tap, right from the chart, with up to 8 charts per layout. The future of trading is fast, powerful, and precise. Experience it now on Robinhood Legend. Sign up today. Investing is risky. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer. Other fees may apply.
This is Cooper Kupp, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Good morning to you out there in Roster Watch Nation, Chicken Lady Bird Trash Man. Back to talk about the ongoing saga of Aaron Rodgers and where he's going to end up playing this season. The Athletic's Diana Russini reports that the Vikings are seriously discussing the possibility of signing Aaron Rodgers. We knew that the Vikings had been added to the mix. And with the Steelers and the Giants, it seems like they're actually pretty serious about bringing Rodgers on. And I suppose it makes sense. You know, they have a second-year quarterback in J.J. McCarthy who had a year-ending knee injury last year. So, you know, maybe injury-prone. And, you know, he's basically a rookie. So why not bring Rodgers in, bridge that gap, you know, maybe make them viable still this season? It's not a terrible idea. I don't know that it's a great one. I kind of like the idea of letting a young quarterback flail. You know, just throwing him in the deep end and seeing what happens. See if he swims. You know, see if you need to draft another quarterback the following season. Or you just kick your tires with a young quarterback for years, you know, until he's not that young anymore, before you realize that he's not the guy. You know, I'd want to figure that out sooner than later. And having Aaron Rodgers in. Oh, Harry Snowman says he calls BS on Minnesota. Rodgers doesn't have the arm for that system. You think he's trying to jack up the price for the Steelers? You know, that makes sense, Harry Snowman. You know, and again, Aaron Rodgers likes the drama. He likes the idea of people fighting over him, people talking about him, You know, he's not the hot commodity he used to be in the NFL. Not that quite the talking point that he used to be, but this is making him, you know, this is bringing him into the spotlight again. Best Ball On Call. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks all y'all for joining us this morning, including the Hairy Snowman as usual. He says, JJMC needs to play. Pitt feels better. Pitt does feel better for Aaron Rodgers as far as a system and what she might actually be viable. But then again, he has, you know, in George Pickens and DK Metcalf, receivers who stretch the field. They're going to need to stretch the field with those receivers. They're going to take full advantage of their capabilities, you know. So he's going to need to air it out. But I do think that Pittsburgh makes more sense than Minnesota for me, for my money. And none of my money is on Aaron Rodgers right now, to be honest. Miles Sanders, now a Dallas Cowboy. Cowboys never fail to disappoint me by adding mediocre, middling running backs to the mix. Just piecing together a backfield in hopes that, you know, it'll hold up for a playoff run. Anyways, Miles Sanders, formerly the Panthers, 1-year contract. Cut by the Panthers just 2 days ago. I think it makes him the best back on the Cowboys right now. I mean, Javonte Williams is there. I think there'll be a competition between the two. But I think Sanders might be the best of that group, of that tandem, at least at this point in their careers. Maybe less injury prone than Javonte Williams, less of a bruiser than Javonte Williams, more of a finesse runner. You know, there was a time when we thought Miles Sanders was the real deal. We thought he was the real deal in Philadelphia. You know, then you put a real phenomenal running back in there and you see what, you know, he can do there. I'm talking about Saquon Barkley, of course. Cody's here for my thoughts on the Cowboys signing Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders and making a push for Cooper Kupp. I was going to say, with the Cowboys, yeah, I mean, it's just like I guess they want to create a future, you know, a past all-pro team, you know, just gather players who used to be all-pros or maybe were for a season, you know, and put them together and hope that Dak and CD can carry the load. Best Ball On Call says, are Tepper and Jerry in bed with each other somehow? Mingo, Sanders, Dowdle, et cetera. You know, it's kind of a pipeline. It's kind of been a pipeline, wouldn't you say? They're probably friends. I don't know how many friends Jerry has. You know, I figured most of the ones that he has, he's bought. You know, kind of like, what was that? It was that Richard Pryor movie, The Toy, where this guy bought Richard Pryor as a toy for his son to play with. I think most of Jerry's friends are probably like that, except not as funny as Richard Pryor, of course. Dollar Bill asked, where is Byron? Byron is probably on a boat somewhere in Florida, and the warm coastal waters on the outskirts of Tampa Bay. That's probably where Byron is. Yeah, Byron's not as involved in, you know, some of the more visible football operations at this point. Roster watch, maybe at some point. I talked to him about getting him on the show at some point, helping me out. You know, I'm a one man band right now in these morning segments. Yeah. Send him a tweet or something. Ask him to get out, to get on here. If you miss him, and I know you do. But back to the Cowboys, Cooper Kupp, Adam Schefter reports, is not likely to go to the Cowboys, which makes sense. I talked about this on the show yesterday. It makes no sense to have Cooper Kupp on the Cowboys anyway. He and CeeDee Lamb play in the same area of the field. I mean, you basically have two slot receivers there. And I don't think CeeDee's going to change what he does for Kupp. Yeah, so to me, it didn't make any sense for Kupp to be there in the first place, other than for the Cowboys' penchant to add also-rans or has-beens to their roster. Not that Cooper Kupp is a has-been. You know, he's Hall of Fame player, I think. But he's not the guy that he used to be. He's not the player that he used to be, and we all know that. And apparently, one of the reasons why it's taking him so long to find a home is that his asking price is so high. Some in the range of 16 mil. You know? Something more in the range of 10, 11 seems more realistic for Kupp. But, I mean, Kupp will probably get his money from someone. I just don't know who it's going to be. And it doesn't look like it's going to be the Cowboys, which is for the best. For all parties involved. Speaking of players probably past their prime, keep pushing the limits. Aaron Rodgers. Well, we already talked about Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. I'm probably past my prime too. In my head. My body's still holding up though. That's all that really matters, right? The Dolphins signed Alexander Mattison, formerly the Raiders, to a one-year contract. The Raiders and the Dolphins, I mean, they have kind of a pipeline too. Maybe they're in cahoots. Raheem Mostert headed to Vegas. Lets down Mattison for a sec. The Dolphins, they only had two running backs rostered. Adding Mattison makes sense. He's a different kind of running back than a Devon Achain, than any of the running backs that they have there. I guess more of a big body bruiser type. So it makes sense. If you squint, kind of looks like Raheem Mostert a little bit, not nearly as fast, but can be bullish in between the tackles, can get you those goal line pushes. So it makes sense, you know, 5'11", 220 pounds, big boy. He fills a role there in Miami. And it actually might be a role that becomes viable in fantasy. I mean, he's probably going to be their goal line back unless they add someone else. So I could see him scoring 7-8 touchdowns. You know, we've seen Raheem Mostert do it there in Miami. You know, he's not going to be running them out for more than 10 yards, but I could see him getting, I mean, being pretty touchdown dependent, which is not good for fantasy, generally speaking, but I think he could have some fantasy value there in Miami. Alexander Mattison could. So I don't hate it. Also touching on Raheem Mostert, who we just mentioned, and going back, you know, to the Raiders, exchanging of the running backs that they're having here. 1 year, $2.1 million contract. It's not a great contract. I've seen some better contracts in free agency thus far for running backs, for running backs that aren't premier running backs. Moser will turn 33 next month. I'll have a birthday next month too. Maybe we have the same birthday. You know, his last great season, age 31, 2023, he was an afterthought. In 2024, rather. It was in 2023. He had the great season. Over 1,000 yards altogether. Total 21 touchdowns. Remember that? That was only 2 years ago. 2024 fell off a cliff. As a lot of you probably know, who took a chance in drafting him in fantasy this past year. It wasn't me. But he was injured, you know, chest injury early in the season. But by that point, you know, Devin Achane was the new hotness in Miami. I don't know that it really does much in fantasy for me, considering that he's going to a team that, for all intents and purposes, needs to be rebuilding. I don't know what they're doing. I guess there's something close to rebuilding, but Mostert probably isn't going to get that many touchdown opportunities in this offense. If you ask me who had the better signing, for me right now, it's Madison. Just because I think he goes to a better offense where he'll be in scoring position more. Mostert, we don't know when he's going to sniff the end zone. There's a Raider. Like I said, he's 33. He's going to be 33 this year. Alexander Mattison, a little bit younger. People still draft Mostert. I mean, I would still draft Mostert. He's a starter there in Las Vegas. I'm not drafting him. I'm drafting him as my fourth running back at best. But he could end up doing something for you in fantasy, you know, just based on the fact that they may not have any other ball runners who can compete with him there, which I hope isn't the case once season starts. And more football news, the Commanders are bringing back KJ Osborne, 1 year contract. He'll be entering his age 28 season. He was claimed off the waivers by the Commanders in December of 2024 for a playoff push. Only appeared in one game during the regular season, but didn't appear in any playoff games. I mean, it's kind of curious to me. He played in one regular season game, but then no playoff games, but then they re-sign him. So I guess he didn't not play for them not liking him as a player. I mean, maybe that deserves more investigation. I don't know how much I'll give it. KJ Osborne isn't that hot a commodity for me in fantasy or to anyone that I know of. But, you know, we do know that in Washington, on any given Sunday, any given skill player in the offense could be on the other side of a Jaden Daniels touchdown or big play. So, KJ Osborne, you could see him in the garbage grab this season. I wouldn't be surprised. But stays in Washington. Good for him.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
It's a good city to stay in for football. As a Dallas Cowboys fan, we'll talk about it some other time. Things don't look good. The Bears signed wide receiver Alamide Zaccheaus, formerly of the Commanders, to a one-year contract. Zaccheaus posted career highs in both targets and receptions, while tying his career high in touchdowns with 3 for the Commanders last season. He was also returning punts for them. Zaccheaus will probably compete for the number 3 role there in Chicago with the young Tyler Scott. You have to think, though, the Bears will probably add a receiver through the draft who is skilled enough at this point to outplay both of them. But Zaccheaus sticks around. He's one of those players that just, like, you forget about him, and then one day you just see him, like, break off for, you know, 62-yard catch and run one day on one Sunday. But as far as fantasy goes, doesn't really move the needle for me. I mean, Chicago, they've got a lot of improving to do before I take stock in a player like Zaccheaus in that offense. More former Commanders. Well, I guess former and present Commanders. Noah Brown re-signed to the Commanders on a one-year contract. That makes sense. You know, he was pretty consistent at the number 2 behind Terry McLaurin in Washington before, you know, he got injured and his season was over. He had a rib injury. So they're bringing him back where he's not going to be the number 2. Deebo Samuels is there now. He'll be the number 3 at best in that receiving core. And with the way that Washington plays football, the way that that offense operates, it's very efficient. You know, players have to do a lot with what they get because they're probably not going to get that many targets because they're just so efficient in that offense. Daniels is so efficient with the ball. You know, no one player other than perhaps Terry McLaurin on Sundays was getting a ton of targets. And that'll continue to be the case for Brown this upcoming season, especially with Samuels there now. So you might have some decent games. You know, you might be able to toy with the idea of playing him in 16-team leagues and 16-team PPR formats. But outside of that, I don't see much upside for Brown at all in his current situation. Joe Flacco will visit the Giants. Well, visited the Giants yesterday. There wasn't a signing, so looks like Wilson is probably still ahead of him in that running. But we could see Flacco there too, which I guess wouldn't be a bad thing. Flacco, I mean, we saw it with the Colts. Flacco can still ball. He can still air it out. You know, I guess he's kind of like a Sam Darnold in the sense, I guess at some point, you know, those wheels are going to fall off. But I don't hate Flacco to the Giants. I like Flacco to the Giants more than any of these other veteran quarterbacks to the Giants. I mean, honestly, I'd rather have Flacco as my quarterback than Russell Wilson or probably Aaron Rodgers. Does anybody disagree? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I got Flacco over Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers in my offense as my quarterback. The Bills have signed wide receiver kick returner Laviska Shenault Jr., formerly of the Chargers. You know, Laviska Shenault is one of these players who you had high hopes for coming into the league, but teams just really didn't know what to do with him. He's kind of like a Cordarrelle Patterson, but he never really caught on anywhere like Cordarrelle Patterson has. One of these players who was somewhere in between a wide receiver and a running back. Could play a little bit like both. He's a good kick returner, though. Averaged 28.7 yards per kick return with the Seahawks and Chargers last year. You know, he's another one of these guys who, you know, every once in a while you see break off a big play. But it does nothing for me in fantasy, really. The Bills signing more players, wide receivers especially, that I don't care about and that probably aren't going to help Josh Allen that much. Someone else who's probably going to be able to help out their team that much. Chiefs signed Gardner Minshew, formerly the Raiders, to a one-year contract. You know, it's great for Minshew. He gets to back up Patrick Mahomes and have Andy Reid as a coach, you know, and maybe fill in a pinch on a team that'll probably be a Super Bowl contender again this year, should Patrick Mahomes ever go down. Oh, Harry Snowman answered my query. You said Flacco is equivalent to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, okay, from like a GM standpoint, I disagree. Just because you're not going to have to pay up for Flacco like you would for Aaron Rodgers. Get Flacco on the cheap and you're going to get basically the same quarterback. Maybe even better, probably better. So that's why Flacco still gets the edge for me. Says, hey, Rich, better than Flacco, though. You know, I want to agree. Like, all I want is for A. Rich to succeed in the NFL. It's all I want. I mean, it's not all I want, but it's one of the things I really want. And he just can't seem to keep from tripping over his own feet constantly, you know? And it goes back again to that. I went to those joint practices with the Colts and the Cardinals last season, and I thought he looked great, you know? He's connecting with all his receivers, completing those downfield throws, and even some of those intermediate that he has problems with all the time. But he just couldn't put it together for any length of time during the season, and I don't think it's any help for him for them to bring in someone like a Daniel Jones, just like it wasn't any help for them to bring in someone like Flacco. It wasn't any help to their team. Because the thing is, like I was saying about J.J. McCarthy, you want to see if this guy can be the guy. You want to give him a whole season. Because then if it doesn't pan out, you say, well, give him a whole season, you know? And so we can move on. But they're not doing that with AR. They're having him in, and then, oh, well, maybe he's not playing the way we wanted to. Let's bring in some other veteran quarterback to helm the team, break his confidence, and we still won't know if he's the guy. We'll spend another season not knowing if he's the guy. You know? It just doesn't make that much sense for me. What's up, Steam T? We talked about Mostert to the Raiders and how they probably won't be in scoring position that much, at least based on what the team looks like right now. So it's not a great position for Mostert. He'll get touches, though. But you have to imagine they're going to add a back or two in the draft. But yeah, Gardner Minshew back up to Patrick Mahomes and KC. It's not a bad move for his career. Does nothing in fantasy, though. Couple more signings to touch on. Ben Skowronek re-signed with the Steelers. Only caught 5 passes for 69 yards last season as a role player. I mean, he'll probably stick on the team, but I don't see him doing anything in fantasy. I don't think you did either. Steelers also bring back Scotty Miller for a 1-year contract. You know, there was a time when he was with the Buccaneers where we thought he could actually be a viable third receiver for them. Posted a 33-501-3 line with the Bucs in 2020, his best season, but he never really did more than that. Another role player in Pittsburgh. Doesn't move the needle in the slightest for me in fantasy. In fact, none of these other signings do. Taylor Heinicke to the Chargers, backup. Steven Carlson, re-signed by the Bears. I mean, he's had one snap since 2020. So really don't know what's going on there. A camp body, maybe. I don't know. Another tight end that was signed, Jets signed tight end Stone Smart, formerly the Chargers, to a 1-year contract. I do love Stone Smart's name. That'd be a great, you know, acting name. So maybe, you know, he's got a future in acting after the NFL. I mean, to be honest, though, Smart could find some snaps there on the Jets. Tyler Conklin, free agent. You know, Smart was a former quarterback, so he's probably a smart guy. You know, if they did nothing else at the position for the Jets right now, you know, he'd be competing with Jeremy Rucker for the starting role in New York. So the odds aren't bad where he sits now. So think about Stone Smart in deeper formats. If nothing else changes for the Jets, as crazy as that sounds, Stone Smart could be the starter for the New York Jets as the safety valve for Justin Fields. How about that? And I'll leave you with that, Roster Watch Nation. I'll leave you with that to boggle your mind. Something we probably never thought we'd heard or we'd hear. In the year 2025, Justin Fields to Stone Smart for the New York Jets. Peace, Roster Watch Nation.
more than you expect with the $5 meal deal part of new McValue. Five gets you a McDouble or McChicken and a small fry and a small drink and a four-piece McNuggets. Woo! New McValue at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for limited time only.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.